Please welcome in our new sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and you'll discover that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Underdog Fantasy lets you draft a fantasy dream team in minutes. Sign up now with the code POWERTRIP and you'll double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. That's right, deposit $100 and get $100 for free. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em slip, get every pick right, and take home some cold, hard cash. Use that promo code POWERTRIP and get your first deposit doubled up by $100 by Underdog. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code POWERTRIP today.
We love the 1980s wrestling era when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lainey Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The upcoming presentation is a two-man power trip of wrestling podcast production.
Manager extraordinaire for rock singing star, a great one, female entertainer of the year in my mind, Cyndi Lauper, Dave Wolf, welcome aboard, and I understand you've got even more in store for the fans of the World Wrestling Federation. I know they're going to find it as a big surprise.
Absolutely, Gene. It gives me great pleasure at this time to bring on the fabulous Freebirds to the World Wrestling Federation. Come on, guys.
All right, Katie, fire lock and
Michael Hayes. Talking about so excited. You know, there's a lot of people out there that know the Freebirds already. For those of you that don't, I'll lay it right down to you. Standing behind me, my big brother, 285 pounds of walking, talking, romping, stomping, graveyard destruction. Over to my left, my other brother, Buddy Roberts, 240 pounds of hot stuff, and he don't stop till he gets enough. And baby, what you're looking at is 250 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. Mama, I'm so doggone bad, you'd think I'm unreal. Put it all together. And it's 740 pounds of Fantasia, the baddest wrestling team ever assembled. And you know, there's a lot of people knocking rock and roll, man.
Well,
a lot of people are knocking us because of the way we are, the way we were brought up on Brad Street. I'm talking about Bad Streets USA. The further down the block you went, the better it got. And baby, we lived in the last house. And if you don't like our long hair, they can just leave these long haired country boys alone.
I like rock and roll, gentlemen, for the record.
That. You know, I know there's a lot of competition right here to WWF. It's happening all over the world. We're looking forward to facing all the competition. I know there's a bunch of nasty individuals out there, but you've got to realize we don't mind getting nasty ourselves if that's what it takes.
Terry, whatever you say, buddy, quickly.
Hey, all I got to say is, Dave, we're not going to let you down, ever, ever. That. The reason we're not going to let you down is because we've never let us down.
The Freebirds are here. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome to the Hogan Era Podcast. I am your host, JP John Paz, right here on the TMPT feed, part of the two-man power trip of wrestling's podcasting empire. I am, of course, the one-man power trip that runs the two-man power trip, much in the vein of the Lone Rangers from the great movie Airheads or the Lone Gunman from the great X-Files TV show. Each and every week here on the Hogan Era Podcast, we're talking about some of the greatest matches, moments, and feuds of all time, all predicated in that one time period, 1984 to 1993, in the WWF. So many people call it the Golden Era. It is, of course, the Hogan Era, the era that made Vince McMahon a retired billionaire, the era that launched so many superstardoms and so many fandoms as well. Not only are we talking about the great Immortal Hulk Hogan on the show, we're also talking about the other guys of the era, the guys like Rowdy Roddy Piper, Macho Man Randy Savage, King Kong Bundy, Andre the Giant, and so on and so forth. We're also talking about some of the greatest Intercontinental champions, some of the greatest tag team champions, some of the not so great gimmicks, some of the great gimmicks of the era, some of the enhancement guys, some of the job guys, some of the carpenters as well. Here each and every week on the show, we will focus in on some tag teams of the era and even some guys that you may not have realized were a part of the all-important Hogan era. Today, in that vein, it is no different because we are talking about the fabulous Freebirds, Michael P.S. Hayes, Terry Bam Bam Gordy, and Buddy Jack Roberts. The fabulous Freebirds, of course, one of the greatest tag teams of all time, one of the most famous tag teams of all time. I think when you say Fabulous Freebirds, you think of obviously the great Leonard Skinner song that they came out to, Freebird, which you could arguably say is the greatest theme song of all time, maybe the greatest presentation of all time for a gimmick. I mean, the Fabulous Freebirds were just an unbelievable trio, an unbelievable group, if you will, an unbelievable tag team, an unbelievable everything. They were just awesome. Obviously, you had Hayes, who was the great talker, Gordy, who's the powerhouse, also the great worker, and Buddy Roberts, who's just a heat magnet, great bumper, great seller, just, you know, perfect trio. Couldn't have predicted that putting three guys together would be more perfect than these three. Just absolutely awesome. And it's funny that they had this run of WWF. It kind of goes unnoticed because it only lasts about 2 months. So many people kind of forget it or kind of overlook it or don't think about it. They really should have been there longer. They fit perfectly in with WWF, especially what they were trying to do in 1984, and especially when you consider the rock and wrestling connection that they were originally brought in to be a part of. They absolutely fit the WWF in 1984 and the Hogan era absolutely perfectly. But as you know, we'll talk about here, you know, maybe a little bit too much partying, maybe some altercations with some big-time superstars did not help them at all. And if you think about how young they were at that point, maybe not looks wise, maybe not experience wise, but they were pretty young in the business and maybe a little bit immature, maybe just too much of party animals. But if you look at the Freebirds, and we won't go too much into the other stuff, but I mean, if you look at Georgia Championship Wrestling or Mid-South or especially World Class Championship Wrestling, you know, sprinkle in a little bit of AWA as well. I mean, they were champions everywhere. They were legends everywhere. They were traveling the world. They were being great territory wrestlers. You know, they really made a mark for themselves. They really made a great name for themselves elsewhere. But just think of what they could have done and what, you know, maybe even accomplished even more had they stayed a part of the World Wrestling Federation in 1984. When you look at why they're being brought in or how they're being brought in, they're basically managed by David Wolfe, the legendary producer, music producer. He obviously handled and was the manager of City Lauper as well. So being brought in with that and being a part of that all around production and being around and being able to say, hey, David Wolf's our manager, pretty big time at that point, especially when they're doing the rock and wrestling connection, especially when MTV is becoming such a big part of the lexicon. So it's one of those things where wow, the Freebirds are in the WWF. They're sometimes accompanied by Cyndi Lauper. They're being managed by David Wolfe. I mean, this is something that, wow, they're really getting the rocket, strapped to them, and they're being pushed to the moon a little bit, so to speak. Not like Hulk Hogan, obviously, or anything like that, but I mean, they are going to be able to come in and get a big push and be important and have the Freebird theme song. So they're going to have their, have their theme song with them too, which adds to the production level and adds to the presentation of the Freebirds. So to me, it's absolutely perfect that you put them in the Rock and Wrestling Connection. You put David Wolfe with them, and you even have Cyndi Lauper sometimes being associated with them. So just absolutely amazing when you think about the Freebirds and what could have been in the WWF in the Hogan era, especially for the Rock and Wrestling Connection era of the WWF. Obviously, huge and world-class, just absolutely huge in George Championship Wrestling, UWF, Mid-South, they were big. I mean, just everywhere you go, they were a huge commodity, a huge name, huge legends. Obviously, one of the greatest feuds of all time, when you think about it, the Freebirds versus the Von Erichs, which was a huge part of world-class and a huge part of world-class championship wrestling success. But as far as WWF, obviously they have a brief run in 1984. Like I said, perfect because of the Rock and Wrestling Connection. They're under the guidance and the leadership and the managership of David Wolfe, who, of course, like I mentioned before, was Cyndi Lauper's manager. So very, very interesting start there. So 8/4/1984, they brought in to the WWF. Their debut is going to be on the Prism Network on the Philadelphia Spectrum TV station in Philly, PA. Now, this is going to be at the end, the outro, going to be a part of this, and you're going to hear the whole production of it and the whole presentation of it. But just to kind of put it in context here, the Freebirds, Buddy Roberts, Michael Hayes, and Terry Gordy, in a 3-on-3 match, defeated Charlie Fulton, Rene Goulet, and Ron Shaw in about 5 minutes. But the whole thing here is so original, so cool, and you see this so much nowadays, and it almost becomes like, wow, they do that so much. And, you even see that in UFC and different things like this. And obviously a lot of wrestlers, Goldberg, I mean, a bunch of wrestlers do this. So they start in the back. They're filming the limo, David Wolfe's limo. The Freebirds, David Wolfe, and Cyndi Lauper all come out of the limo. You hear from the arena Freebird playing. So they're literally following from the camera, from the limo, following the wrestlers all the way to the arena, to the ring, while their music's playing. Just awesome, especially for 84. So innovative for the time. So cool. Such a cool, debut and way to come in. It's just unbelievable. It's like, wow, what a great presentation here of the Freebirds. Just encapsulated them perfectly. Plus, you got Wolfe and Lauper, and they're coming from a limo, and they're coming from the back to the ring, showing a huge level of importance, and they get the big win there. Awesome finisher too, because they do the double back body drop, Hayes and Roberts, and they flip him over. Gordy catches him, power bomb finish, 1-2-3. What an innovative move as well, which you've seen others copy. And man, whew, Freebirds were awesome, especially in ring, especially Terry Bam and Bam Gordy. I know they just had the Dark Side of the Ring a few weeks ago on Terry Bam, Bam Gordy as well. Pretty damn sad ending to what was a great, great legendary career. Now, I would definitely recommend that if you want to check that out as well. Now, moving on here, a few days later at the Kiel Auditorium in St. Louis, Missouri, the Fabulous Freebirds, Buddy Roberts, Michael, P.S. Hayes, and Terry Gordy defeated Alex Smirnoff, Jerry Valiant, and Max Blue in 4 minutes. Then there is a best 2 out of 3 falls match with Buddy, Michael, and Terry defeating Butcher Vachon, Pete Doherty, and Ron Shaw in 9 minutes. The best of 2 out of 3 falls match went 2-2-0. And that, of course, was on TV 8/25/84, part of WWF on the Madison Square Garden Network in MSG in New York City. Then a TV taping 8/29/84 from the Maple Leaf Wrestling from Brantford, Ontario, Canada. The Fabulous Freebirds, Buddy, Michael, and Terry defeated Brian McKnee and the Moondogs, Moondog Rex and Moondog Spot. Then at a WWF live event, 9/9/84, from the JFK Coliseum in Manchester, New Hampshire, Michael Hayes and Terry Gordy in a tag match defeated Moondogs, Moondog Rex, and Spot. Then again the next day at the Civic Center in Baltimore, They had a rematch, and Michael Hayes and Terry Gordy get the win again over Moondog, Rex, and Spot. Then 9/11/1984, there is a couple of TV tapings there, part of WWF Championship Wrestling TV, both, of course, from the Mid-Hudson Civic Center in Poughkeepsie, New York. First up, Buddy Roberts, Michael Hayes, and Terry Gordy defeat Cowboy Bob Orton, Cal Fury, and the Brooklyn Brawler, Stephen Lombardi. Then, next up, Buddy Roberts, Michael Hayes, and Terry Gordy defeated Aldo Moreno, Iron Mike Sharp, and Rusty Brooks in about 2 minutes. Then there are some house show matches again in New Haven, Connecticut. Michael Hayes and Terry Gordy defeated the Moondogs. Then a part of a house show event in Columbus, Ohio. Buddy Roberts, Michael Hayes, and Terry Gordy defeated Bob Orton and the Moondogs in a six-man tag. Then we have from Struthers, Ohio, D. Freebirds defeated Ken Patera and the Moondogs. Then in a one-on-one match, Michael Hayes defeated Rene Goulet. Then in an interesting matchup with Michael Hayes, him and Pat Patterson actually teamed up at the Met Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota to defeat the Moondogs. Michael Hayes then on Maple Leaf TV tapings on 9/24/84 from London Gardens in London, Ontario, defeated Dave Barbie in 3 minutes. Then the Fabulous Freebirds again in the Kiel Auditorium, defeating the Moondogs, Moondog Rex, and Moondog Spot. Then from the Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Missouri, the Freebirds defeated the Moondogs yet again. Then finally, the Freebirds would defeat the Moondogs in Chicago, Illinois from the UIC Pavilion. And really, that's the end of the Freebirds run. Basically, it goes from the beginning of August all the way to the end of September. So only, if you look at it, only a 2 month run there. And really, I mean, there was an international wrestling / WWF event held in 1986 in May in Quebec City, and Rick Martel defeated Michael Hayes in 26 minutes match there. But that's technically a joint event, not really a WWF event. I really kind of count that. I mean, it's a Hogan era-esque, but it's kind of on the fringe there, not really counting it. So the Freebirds run really lasted only about 2 months in the WWF. Pretty short, pretty amazing. But when you think about it, they were somehow too much of party animals, just partying way too much. And in 84, when you think about it, I mean, that's crazy when you're saying, like, hey, you guys are partying too much, you got too much going on, that there was so much of that going on that they were that bad and that crazy and that wild that they were even too much for the other guys in the WWF during that time period. So pretty crazy when you look at it. Obviously, Michael Hayes did have a few extra singles matches in there. And really, Gordy and Buddy Roberts are just kind of primarily doing a lot of the tag matches on those cards. But man, 2 months and that's it. Plus, there is the rumor in the story, of course, that they got in a bit of an altercation with Andre the Giant as well, which is always bad news. I mean, he's obviously one of the biggest stars of all time, but biggest stars in WWF. And obviously, Vince Jr. and Sr., arguably their favorite wrestler and their most coveted wrestler ever. So if you have a problem with Andre or Andre has a problem with you, you may be seeing the exit door in the WWF. You may be gone there. So the old story is they had a bit of a altercation with Andre. He was upset the Freebirds were arriving late to a bunch of the shows. And basically, that's that. That's the end of the Freebirds in the WWF, which obviously they don't mind because they go back to World Class and AWA and Mid-South, and they dominate the world all over being the Fabulous Freebirds. But when you look at it, what could have been, it could have been a legendary run in the WWF during the rock and wrestling period, during the Hogan era for the Fabulous Freebirds. So 2 months in and out. If you have a chance, check it out on the YouTube machine. There is that six-man tag with the Freebirds against Fulton, Shaw, and Rene Goulet. But just, I implore you, check it out, especially for the awesome entrance as well that they had. But let's hit the plugs and wrap this bad boy up. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Two Man Power Trip. Check out the website, patreon.com/TMPTEmpire. Also go to TeePublic, TeePublic.com/stores/TMPT for your latest Hogan era merch, and get that today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. See you right back here next week for a little Hogan era podcast. See you next week, folks. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron, and also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies, brother. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and you'll discover that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Underdog Fantasy lets you draft a fantasy dream team in minutes. Sign up now with the code POWERTRIP and you'll double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. That's right, deposit $100 and get $100 for free. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em slip, get every pick right, and take home some cold, hard cash. Use that promo code POWERTRIP and get your first deposit doubled up by $100 by Underdog. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code POWERTRIP today.
We love the 1980s wrestling era, when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lanny Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
The way, recapping the tremendous interest in Gorilla Monks. Well, let's get the announcement.
The following attraction is a special 6-man tag team event scheduled for one fall with a 30-minute
look
time
at this limit. Limo pulling in, Dick.
Introducing first.
Is this, could only be Cindy, Cindy Lauper. Obviously the Freebirds are inside this limo. This is the match that's scheduled up now, 6-man tag team match. Certainly looks like Cindy in the front seat. Well, along with her manager, Dave Wolf.
Well, there's a rumor buzzing here that she was in attendance. All right, we're getting the introductions here.
Their opponents,
Ron Shaw,
soon to be making their way to the ring, will be escorted by their manager, Dave Wolf, from Bad Street,
so I
in
thought
Atlanta,
that was David
Georgia,
Wolf.
Having a total combined weight of
700. That's Cindy. And there's the Freebird. Oh. Michael Hayes, Buddy Roberts, and Terry Goldie. Coming down the runway now here, the Spectrum.
I'll tell you, man, this place is starting to come alive. I thought we'd seen it all with Hulk Hogan a while ago and Greg Valentine, and now more exciting action goes.
Cindy Lauper cheering them on.
Yes, she is. And they're coming down, they'll be coming down the tunnel now. And the fans are starting to yell. There we go. are riveted, their eyes are riveted on the ring. Seventh man in the ring who just stepped up was David Wolf, manager of these Freebirds as well as manager of Cyndi Lauper. Fellas, run, and this is underway.
Well, I'll tell you what, we don't find many more spectacular rivals such as the one we just saw in a limousine. Looks to be Ron Shaw is going to get started and makes contact. Off the ring rope, going to make contact.
Ron Shaw in the wrong corner. Quick tags made by the Freebirds. They have a lot of continuity. Double elbow smashes. Down goes Big Ron.
Side headlock. Oh! Rene Gallet lean in.
Oh, Rene trying to make a tag.
And he gets kicked.
Kick made there.
Oh,
Rene came in, ran right into a drop kick.
Beautiful drop kick. Rene Gallet.
Oh, back drop.
Ron Shaw with a body slam.
Woo!
Oh! Delay is so frustrated.
Freebirds are exciting.
Ron Shaw going to be getting the hard.
Look at this one-arm slam. And that's 297 pounds he's got up there.
Woo! That knee came crashing down. Hey, Shaw says, hey.
Nobody wants a tag.
Oh, man. Bolton certainly doesn't want a tag. Oh, beautiful elbow, beautiful.
There's a tag, man. Dolly Fulton.
Dolly Fulton made the tag there, but now he doesn't know that he wants any part of this action. Fulton's been here a few times along the way.
Oh, yes, a ring veteran.
Yes, he is. Oh!
Uh-oh, he caught the leg.
Thought he had something gone.
Wow, what a right hand.
Rene Gallet in there in the act. He's catching it. Ron Shaw took an elbow.
Clean it. Oh.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, what a clothesline.
Oh, man, alive. Such excitement. The fans are really getting it free. Well, there's Michael Hayes doing a number there for a moment. Now Goulet's on top of him. Ron Fulton coming in with an elbow.
Wow, he caught, big Ron caught him with a good shot there. Double team effort now by Goulet and Shaw. Freebird on the receiving end of that big elbow. Whoa! Excuse me. Michael Hayes just making the tag out.
Well, I tell you,
Terry Gordy now in there. And Ron Shaw stopped him in a hurry with that eye gouge, but
Gordy
keeps coming.
Okay, Gordy looks like he could be a linebacker for any pro football team.
These guys close to that 300-pound mark.
He must be, I tell you. And now on a tear with him is Rene Gallet. Gallet going for the eyes on Terry Gordy.
Gordy makes a quick tag. Michael's back in there. And Rene Gallet is in trouble. In for the ride. Big elbow.
Oh,
down
right.
Goes Rene. Makes a tag right in the corner. Jolly Fulton.
Oh.
Hayes couldn't wait for Fulton to get in. And guess what?
Well, Hayes is getting it back now for that which he gave earlier. And Fulton taking him right to the corner, the top turnbuckle. And Hayes is out of control a little bit. Oh, that foot up. Gallet's taking it to him on the top rope. And Fulton on top of him. And now Ron Shaw in the act.
Hayes now in for the double whip. Wow.
Well, work for the fire for Freebird.
Now for the cover. No.
Not quite.
Hayes was in trouble there. Big guy, Ron Shaw, getting up for a drop kick.
All right, Shaw, they're gonna, this is payback time.
He's in the wrong corner now.
Right, the tag made, and now Fulton back in. And Gallet helping out.
Oh, Hayes ducked right underneath and makes the tag.
to Terry Gordy. Terry comes in, a house of fire. Rene Goulet comes in, and he gets clobbered.
It's a free-for-all.
All six men in the ring now. There goes Charlie Poker now.
Buddy Robertson now against Fulton. Ron Shaw. Shaw outside the ring. And Fulton coming in the ring.
Look out, triple team effort.
Oh!
Backdrop into an upside-down bear hug. Put a counter to 100. Beautiful maneuver on the part of the Freebirds. Backdrop into that upside-down bear hug, and then he dropped Charlie.
Here's Cyndi Lauper.
And Cyndi Lauper now coming into the ring with her manager, David Wolf. She loves the Freebirds.
Well, I'll tell you, she surely does, and the fans love her. What a happening! Rene Goulet, Fulton, and
ladies and gentlemen, the winner of this contest, the fabulous Freebirds!
Fabulous Freebirds, victorious, and what an entourage in the ring as David Wolf, the manager of the Freebirds, joined by Cyndi Lauper. David Wolf is also the manager of Cyndi. Boy, did they rock this place, or did they?
I'll tell you, they really did it to him. And Fulton, Shaw, and Rene Goulet just took off. They didn't even know what happened. Here we go.
Take here a look
comes,
here.
Here comes the triple.
Triple team effort. Two Freebirds down. Backdrop. Charlie right into that upside down bear
right.
hug.
Terry Gordy has him going to drop
him right
in his head.
Right on the
All
back
over.
Of his neck. You could have counted to 150. Unreal.
All right, fans. We'll be back in just a moment with the Midgets after a glimpse of a movie on Prism in August.